It is Sounds of Genesis on this one that is titled In Too Deep. Now 12 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you and you and you, of course. Wherever you are tuning us from on this beautiful afternoon, Sunday afternoon, let me just thank Tatena Luvanda for keeping you guys company from the hour of one right up until this hour where I take over and be with you for the next 2 hours until the hour of 6 o'clock. And from the hour of six, I'll be leaving you guys in the company of Hende on Eagle Sport Zone. So it is the last Sunday in the month of October. Yeah, 2025 was not here to play. 2025 was not here to waste anybody's time. It came, did what it needed to do, and it's almost out of its way. No, honestly speaking, this year, colleagues, this year did not waste any time, to be honest. And I think we can all agree on this one that the year 2025 came, did what it needed to do, and now it has shown itself, you know, the way. Yeah, it's about to say bye-bye to all of us. So, yeah, 2 more months to go. This Friday will be the last day in the month of October, my birthday month, a very special month. You know, if you were born in this month, you are a very special person. We are special people. Libras are very special people, to be honest. I feel like out of everybody, those born in the month of October, they are very special. Maybe it's because we are created, you know, during the first month of the year. So, you know, that makes us special. We are created the first month in the year, and then we are born in the 10th month of the year. So that should be the reason why we are special, special beings, to be honest. Even if you check what the stars say, if you have to read stars of, you know, Scorpios, Sagittarius and all that, they are usually not as, you know, giving as the Libras. If you read anything that has to do with the Libra, you will see that, ooh, it's really nice. So happy birthday to everyone who is born on the 26th of October. I hope you enjoy it. Make sure you enjoy it, please. It only comes once in a year, after today or poor, until next year again, 26th October 2026. Yeah, so do make sure you enjoy to the fullest. Just do it responsibly because it's a Sunday, and I am one of the advocates who usually, you know, age people, advertise is in my mind right about now, but yeah, I'm one of the people who comes on air and advise listeners to stay away from things that are going to make them exhausted or tired. Tomorrow is Monday. If anything, conversations on the crossover are all about, you know, motivating, aging us to be prepared for the upcoming week as well as the rest of the weeks. So we just don't prepare for that upcoming week, but we prepare for that upcoming week and the rest of the weeks ahead, right? So please don't engage in anything that is going to make you have a blue Monday tomorrow. We do not want people at their workplaces exhausted, tired, you know, thinking about what they were doing the previous day. No, avoid it. If you are busy doing it now, listen to me, take my advice and just stop it. You still have time to go and rest fully. Yeah. So 17 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. Last week, I really struggled on air. For those who were listening, you experienced me having an allergy reaction. You know, it was so funny because when the show started, I was fine. I was okay. And then probably 30 minutes into the show, my eyes just started itching. And then from there, I started sneezing. And then my nose was blocked. My voice was also somehow not coming out the way it's coming out now. So I had to push through the show with that reaction, which I blamed on these trees. There's trees around here. Jacaranda trees. So these trees, they are really nice, to be honest. Like, especially now, you know, it's spring. Although in summer already. I think it's still spring. No, I think it's summer. I'm not sure. But round about this time, these trees, they really make our spaces look very nice. I'm sure you have seen when you're driving around in Windhoek, because we have a lot of them here in Windhoek. It's just purple. I don't know if it's purple or violet. Yeah, because these two colors, somehow they seem to be similar. So you will see that there's this, you know, purplish, violet color that is all around when you are driving in an area where they are. So last Sunday, I was suspecting it's them because we have quite a few around, you know, the radio station around. So I honestly don't know what happened, or maybe it's something that I had eaten or drank. I honestly don't know, because that Sunday, the previous Saturday, I went to my little nephew's birthday party, and I ate things there. I drank a few things there. So maybe the allergy could have emanated from there. I don't know. But one thing that came to my mind was, you know, the jacaranda. Nice allergies. These ones, they will make you suffer. So, but yeah, we had a lovely show. We pulled through the show. You know, as much as I was struggling with itchy eyes and sneezing and all that, but we managed to have the show. Uncle Bwana also came through, you know, updated me on the game. Funny enough, we won that game last Sunday. You know, Manchester was playing with Liverpool, and then Manchester happened to win. I know everybody, like, I know even us, you know, the teammates, we never expected it. That I can assure you. Because even here, in the station, I had a conversation with Matthias and HD. You know, they were watching. We have a TV here, right? So they were watching the game and I was on air. I remember I asked Uncle Bwana to come through and just update me on how it's going. And the moment Manchester United scored, he came through and told me, yay! You know, your team has scored. And then when I stepped out to take a healthy break, you know, there was a debate kind of like, yeah, it's just the beginning. Let's wait and see. There's still more time. I even said, yeah, Liverpool is, you know, a strong team somehow. So I wouldn't be surprised if they scored and won, later. But yeah, luckily, Man U did the things that need to be done. Yesterday, again, we were playing. Yeah. Now it's like I'm giving you a sports update, but it's nice. You know what they usually say, that you will never hear rest when Man U wins, because the fans will just go on and on and on and on and on. Unfortunately, yeah, it is what it is. So 21 past the hour of 4. Let me leave the sports things to Hende. On the Eagle Spot Zone, where he gives you that information. I was just giving you a snippet. I'm happy. I'm really happy. So a very good afternoon to you. If you just tuned in, welcome to the one and the only talk radio station in Namibia. Yes, in Namibia. It is the leading and only talk radio station. So before we get to today's conversation, which is quite interesting, yeah, I always say this every Sundays, because I believe I always bring interesting topics on the show, you know. So today is also a very interesting conversation or topic that we are going to have. And I know that a lot of us struggle with what we are going to talk about today. So hopefully, by the end of the crossover today, we will have an understanding of why we need to do what we are going to talk about, right? So before we get to that, let me just talk about our e-paper, you know, the Villager newspaper. Hopefully a lot of you guys are now subscribed to the e-paper, because if not, you are missing out. And this is something that I always try to, you know, encourage you to do, because our e-paper really has a lot of information. And when I talk about a lot of information, it's information that has to do with business news, economics news, as well as, you know, policies. Yes. Policy development, to be specific, in the country. So it's very informative in that sense. And hence, I always encourage you to subscribe, and subscription is free of charge. You don't pay anything at all. Once you have subscribed, all you need to do is just follow the subscription process. Wait for a response so that you have been subscribed, and thereafter you start receiving a free copy 3 times in the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. So the subscription process is as follows. All you need to do is save the following number, 081-2204-144. That is the number, 081-2204-144. Save the number as the Villager, right? So it's also easy for you to remember in a case where you just save the number and you don't subscribe in that moment. You can always come back and, you know, now complete the subscription process. So after you have saved the number, go to your WhatsApp and send a WhatsApp message, right? So you go to your WhatsApp and you send a WhatsApp message. You can say the word subscribe. Easy, simple. And after that, you wait for a response that is going to notify you, that you have been subscribed. And then from there onwards, you start to receive a free copy of our sister e-paper, The Villager, which provides summaries of business, economic news, as well as policy development news in the country. So that is Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as Fridays. Okay. So that's that with our e-paper. If you are not yet subscribed, do make sure that you subscribe. The number is 081-2004-144. That is the number you have to save. Save it as the Villager so it's easy for you to remember. And also, you don't get surprised as to whose number is this and what is it doing in my conversations or on my phone, right? Yeah. So we will now go for an opening song tradition right here on the crossover, where we do listen to an opening song. And after that, we come and get into the conversation. What is on the platter today? What are we conversing about? Right. Here is sounds of the Commodores. Yes, the Commodores on this one that is titled Steel. Or we can say Lionel Richie. I don't know, because when you look for the song, sometimes it comes up as Lionel Richie and then sometimes it comes up as the Commodores. So we might say the Commodores because Lionel Richie is or was part of the Commodores. Here is Steel. And of course, I will see you on the other side of this one.
Without you once laughed at me. You said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that go away. So many words we didn't say. Two people lost in the storm.
Half past the hour of 4 o'clock, Sounds of the Commodores on this one titled Steel. I think this one, we can definitely send it in the way of the lovers, since Sundays are for lovers, right? We can all agree that music like this is supposed to be listened to those who are lovers and are together on a Sunday listening to the one and the only talk radio station in Namibia. it is one of the songs that I have come to learn to love so much, really. I discovered it a few months ago. I don't know, I can't recall how, but somehow I just found myself, you know, listening to it. It's a very nice love song. If you are in love, colleagues, you know what I'm talking about. So now getting to what we are talking about on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I'm not saying I'm in love. Don't mistake my words. So getting to what we are going to talk about on this beautiful Sunday, the last Sunday in the month of October 2025. We are going to talk about, you know, living a life of radical honesty. Yeah, that is what we are going to talk about. So guys, how many of you are living a life of honesty? How many are you listening to me right now living a life of honesty? How many? I'd like to hear. Tell me. Tell me, call and say, I am living a life of honesty. I want to hear. So this is what we are going to talk about, living a life of radical honesty. You know, we live in a world that is full of filters, like full of filters, you know, white lies as well as curated realities. So when we talk about curated realities, we are talking about far-fetched realities, realities that are not real, right? So how much does the unvanished truth really matter? So this is what we are going to talk about today. By the end of this show today, I want you to look at your life, right? Are you living a life of honesty? Is it challenging to be honest in your life? And how do you now start avoiding big lies or small lies and start embracing honesty in your everyday life? This is what we are going to talk about. Namplanje, yes, today. Because, okay, before I start, we all know me. We all know me, before I take this conversation and make it into a personal experience. We will get to that a bit later. So let's just start off by now looking into what honesty is. What is honesty? Because maybe there is somebody out there who is actually living a life or leading a life of honesty. And they might not know this, you know. Or maybe somebody out there is wondering, what is honesty? What is Abigail talking about? So let's look at what honesty is. So honesty, which is also known as truthfulness. Have you ever been told before that you are being dishonest or you are being untruthful? Have you? If you have, that means you have been dishonesty or untruthful at some point in your life. So honesty or truthfulness is a facet of moral character that connotes positive and virtuous attributes such as integrity, truthfulness, straightforwardness, including straightforwardness of conduct, right? So along with the absence of lying, along with the absence of cheating, theft, and many more. So honesty involves being trustworthy, being loyal, being fair, as well as being sincere. So when we talk about being honesty or being truthful, we are talking about moral characters such as, you know, being positive, you as an individual having integrity, you as an individual having this thing that they call straightforwardness. I don't know if anybody at some point in your life has told you that you are too straightforward or, you know, you are a straightforward person. I don't know. But if anybody has ever told you that you are actually a very straightforward person, what they meant to say was that you are an honesty person. You know, you don't lie. You don't go through the corners. But you just tell the truth as it is. You are an honest person. So when we also talk about honesty or truthfulness, we are talking about, you know, the absence of lying. So there's no lies, you know, there's no sugarcoating, but things are just, done or things are just said as they are. There's also no cheating. You are doing things as you are supposed to do. As it is expected of you to do, there's no cheating. You are not taking shortcuts. You are not doing things you are not supposed to do. And also theft. Do you know people who steal are actually dishonest? People who steal are people who don't have the truth in them. So when we talk about honesty or truthfulness, we are talking about the absence of theft and also many other things. So honesty involves being trustworthy. If somebody can trust you, that means you are an honest person. You know, if you are also loyal, you are an honest person. So when we talk about loyal, I think we can compare this to you not cheating. That means you are loyal. And also you are a fair person. Let's say you are now in between two people. It can be your parents. It can be your siblings. It can be your friends. It can be your colleagues. You need to be honest in that particular position. You are considered as a fair person. That means you are an honest person because you are not trying to take sides, right? You are just a fair person. You tell the people if there's a disagreement that colleagues, here you are wrong. You are wrong. So you guys need to find a common ground to fix this. That makes you a fair person. And also you are sincere, right? You are sincere. So in a nutshell, this is what honesty means or truthfulness is, right? So a reputation for honesty is denoted by terms like reputability and trustworthiness. So sometimes you will hear that a person will say things like, you know, Abigail has a very good reputation. You know, Abigail has a very good reputation as a radio presenter, right? So what they could be trying to say is that Abigail is an honesty presenter. She does not come on air and tell us lies or feed us lies. And then later on, when we go and do our own findings, we find out that Abigail was lying to us. You know what? Honesty or truthfulness has nothing to do with moral character or integrity or truthfulness. No, it has nothing to do with it. So when a person says you are a good or your reputation is good, what they are trying to do is describe honesty as to who you are. Or when they say, you know, Abigail is actually very trustworthy, you can actually trust her with your money. And that's the honest truth. Me, you can trust me with your money, colleagues. Nothing will happen to it. So if somebody says that you are a trustworthy person, what they are also trying to say in a nutshell is that you are an honesty person. So I'm coming back to the question. Are you trustworthy, colleagues? Do your colleagues have good reputation? Yeah? Okay. So honesty is about one's future conduct. Honesty is about loyalties or commitments. And these commitments are also called as accountability, reliability, dependability. You know, so someone who goes out of their way to tell possibly unwelcome truth extends honesty into the region of, you know, frankness. So this is all about honesty at the end of the day. We need to understand that when we are talking about honesty, what do we mean? And when somebody is telling you you are an honest person, what do they mean? So are we colleagues living an honesty life? Are we leading a life of honesty? If not, by the end of this show, please, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to plead with you, I'm going to urge you to try, you know, to try some way to start leading an honesty life. And we will get to that point of why you need to start leading an honest life. We will get to that point. 19 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. So now, why should we live an honesty life? Why should we live an honest life? So we need to live an honest life because there is an impact on our relationships. So when we lead an honest life, there's an impact on our relationships. And this impact can be positive. This impact can be negative, right? And also another reason why we need to lead an honest life is that, pardon me. Okay. The fact that we need honesty in our professional lives. we also need honesty in our social lives. So there can be consequences when we are not leading, you know, an honesty life. And also why we need to lead an honest life is, you know, personal growth. One thing I can tell you is that if you are not an honesty person with yourself, you are not going to go anywhere in this life. So personal growth is also another important reason of why we need to live an honest life. So I'm just giving you the importance, and then after that, we will now discuss further these four importance or reasons of why we need to lead an honest life. Okay. Pardon me. I don't know why my script is somehow not coming together. We will go for a quick break and then we will continue on the other side. Don't go away.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamoili nawa ninge kwa tafanona monika ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora itatu natu bali o itatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Of course, and then we continue, all right? So before the break, I requested to be excused a bit because my script was, you know, going all over the place. I don't know why, but yeah, we now have things in order. We now have things in order. Right. So I was mentioning the importance of why we need to lead an honest life. Why each one of us need to lead an honest life. So leading an honest life, you know, can act as both a corrosive acid and a potent adhesive in personal relationships. Honesty has an impact on our relationships as human beings or as individuals at the end of the day. And this impact can be positive. This impact can be negative. Yes. So when we talk about the positive impact, we talk about, you know, trust. We talk about intimacy. So when honest is practiced constructively, you know, it removes the need for those around us, those in our lives. And when I say those, I'm talking about partners, family, as well as friends, to constantly guess or interpret unspoken feelings. Right? It creates a powerful foundation of trust where people know they are getting the genuine article. So when you practice honesty, as an individual, you must always remember that when it comes to your relationships, there is a positive impact. And this positive impact is deeper intimacy as well as trust in terms of, you know, your partners, your family, as well as your friends. won't have the need to constantly guess or try to interpret unspoken feelings. Because people who are not honest with how they feel, they are people who are actually very difficult, you know, to be with in terms of relationships, whether they are family members or whether they are just friends. So when you are an honest individual, you will save your friends, family, loved ones, you know, the time to constantly be guessing, okay, what is going on here? What is happening? You know, it's going to create a powerful foundation of trust where people know they are getting the genuine article. So by airing grievances or expressing difficult emotions, immediately, the practice can prevent small resentments from festering into large relationship-ending conflicts, right? So it forces both parties to confront reality, which is often a prerequisite for true intimacy. And to be honest, colleagues, we can all agree that honesty plays a major, major role when it comes to the relationships or the types of relationships we have in our lives. And these relationships can be with your partner or your partners, because some of you don't have one partner. You have partners. I'm joking. So, you know, it plays a very, you know, big role, in terms of the type of relationships you have with your partners, your family, as well as your friends. A lot of us have realized that we lost people because maybe we were not honest enough with them, or they lost us because we felt that they were not honest enough with us, right? So what we are hearing here is that the positive impact when it comes to being honesty with those around you is that it forces both parties to confront reality. So if there's a misunderstanding, you guys need to now decide, are we sitting down and talking about this thing? Or are we going to stand and talk about this thing? But at the end of the day, you will need to confront the reality of what is happening, of what is going on, right? So at the end of the day, you will realize that it is a genuine, genuine relationship. And in serious English, we would say at the end, you will realize, you know, true intimacy. And when we are talking about intimacy, we are just not talking about, you know, only for the lovebirds, those who are in love relationships. No. Even you with a family member, a sibling, you can have a true intimate relationship where you can be fully honest with each other, fully open with each other. And then at the end of the day, that relationship will thrive. You know, last week, my best friend, she confronted me. Yeah. She confronted me on the communication. But in all honesty, is that she communicates more in the friendship. I do communicate as well, but I'm not as a communicator as she is. So, last week, I can't recall the day very well, but then she called me and then she was like, okay, I don't like this behavior where if I don't check in, you don't check in. I have my reasons and obviously I tried to, you know, explain myself and all that. I did. I definitely did try to defend myself and all that. You know, I was there saying, yeah, it's adulting. You need to understand that we are adults. What? But at the end of the day, I realized that, you know what? That is a good friend because she was honest enough to share with me what was bothering her. And in this case was the communication between me and her, right? So after that, I actually appreciated the honesty And I, you know, went back to her and I told her that I actually appreciate the honesty and I would try and work on the communication where I am lurking, because definitely I am lurking somewhere. This is why you brought it to my attention. So this is the impact when we talk about honesty in a positive way. It's that it will create intimacy as well as trust with the relationships that you have, either with the partner or partner's family and friends. So they will not have to now constantly try to understand what is going on with you. Where do they stand? Should they stand on eggshells or should they move where there's no eggshells? No. So at the end of the day, you know, there is going to be true intimacy in these type of relationships. So when we talk about the negative impact is that there's going to be conflict and alienation. The inevitable consequence of always speaking one's mind is that you will frequently hurt people's feelings or challenge their self-perception. I mean, we can all agree, colleagues. I don't think there's anybody out there who can stand up and raise their hand and say, I prefer to be told the honest truth, nothing else but the truth. No. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we need to get a place where, because honesty is not nice. That's one thing I've realized. Honesty is not nice. Honesty is not soft. Honesty is not easy. You know, even the person who is trying to be honest with you, I can tell you now that definitely it's not an easy thing at all. So the negative impact of, being an honest person when it comes to relationships is that it's inevitable at the end of the day. Because there are people who don't want to be told the truth at the end of the day. And when you tell them the truth, they take this very personally. And then that will now bring a lot of things. Yes, a lot of problems, right? So the inevitable consequence of always speaking one's mind is that you will frequently hurt people's feelings or challenge their self-perception. So in the early stages, this often leads to significant conflict. People who are not equally committed to the practice may feel constantly judged or attacked. Dishonesty people did not see honesty as, you know, honesty or as the truth. Dishonest people, when you are honest with them, they feel attacked. Believe me, they feel attacked. They feel like, you are judging me. You are judging me. Why are you constantly judging me? So this will now lead to alienation. So for example, when you are telling your partner that, I find your new hobby boring. You know, it's you. You are just trying to be honest. Maybe you are Abigail's partner and Abigail has started this new hobby of, what boring hobby can I give as an example here now? Not running. Running is not boring. Cooking is also not boring. Maybe let's say cycling or listening to, yes, let's give this hobby. Listening to a certain genre like opera. Music, right? So now here comes the partner and then the partner is like, I find your new hobby boring. And you know, that is their honest opinion, because who wants to be listening to opera music like that on a daily basis? But because for you, it's maybe something you have grown into to like or to love. It's now a new hobby. Every day when you knock off from work, you put on opera music and then the whole entire time is just, you know. So your partner might find that boring and then they will tell you and be honest with you and be like, nah, no, chummy, this is boring. And that could be their honest truth. But its low utility might cause unnecessary pain that outweighs the benefit of the disclosure. So it's likely that your partner is going to feel, you know, ambushed, or they are gonna feel judged, or they are going to feel painful. You know that pain that comes straight from the heart. Like it's deep pain. You do feel it at the heart. Maybe they are going to feel that. But at the end of the day, you were just trying to be honest with their new hobby that you find it boring. So the unsaid the truth, dilemma is that the discussion should question whether all truths are worth the cost. Are the minor inconsequential thoughts or subjective opinions, for example, about someone's appearance or a past minor mistake, that are best omitted to preserve the overall health of the connection? So the radical honesty position argues that even these omissions create a wall of separation. While the conventional view holds that strategic silence is essential for relationship harmony. So now the question is, okay, even if the thing is, you know, a minor thing, do you now be honest about it, or do you just let it go for the sake of maintaining the health, of the connection, the health of the relationship? What we need to understand is that at the end of the day, omitting can actually create a wall, you know. So it is important, no matter how small the issue is, we actually, you know, be honest enough, because honesty is never nice. That's one thing we need to understand. When you are being honest with another person, you need to take into consideration that that honesty might be received in a way it's painful, right? Yeah. So we will go for a break with the sounds of Whitney Houston, I Have Nothing. I will see you that is on the other side of this one. Tune in every Sunday from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off the new week. Whitney Houston, I have nothing if I don't have you. Bringing us exactly to 5 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. And of course, we continue with our conversation for today, which is living an honesty life, right? Or leading a life of honesty. And my question to you was that how many of you currently listening are honest people or lead an honest life? Yeah. Come and tell me that you as a listener, you do lead an honest life, and you can probably give an example of why you think you are leading an honest life. So we continue to look at the importance of honesty when it comes to professional as well as our social lives. You know, this particular point, we are going to look at the practical real world friction that is caused by honesty in environments structured around formality, hierarchy, as well as politeness. So when we look at the corporate environment, workplace communication often relies on highly coded language and deference to authority. So its performance reviews offer a perfect example. A radically honest boss might say, "You lack the intelligence for this role." While a conventional boss would say, "We need to focus on developing your critical thinking skills." Right? So the latter is framed for development, while the former is a conversation stopper. So radical honesty can disrupt workplace harmony. Damage team morale and also potentially violate professional conduct rules. So in our work environment, we also need to look at how honest we are, right? The example that I gave you here is a clear picture of as much as you are trying to be honest, but how you deliver honesty also is very crucial, you know. So there is a difference between these two bosses. So when a boss is actually being honest, maybe they have realized that, okay, this particular employee lacks the intelligence for their role, right? So they will say that you lack the intelligence for this role. They are being honest in, you know, in their right. They are being honest. But then we also hear of another boss who actually says that we need to focus on developing your critical thinking skills. So these two bosses, the other one is seen as somebody who is, you know, not trying to have a conversation, but rather a conversation stopper. And the other one is, you know, somebody who is trying to show harmony in the workplace. Is somebody who's not trying to damage team morale and also potentially violate professional conduct rules, right? So when it comes to navigating social interactions and white lies, we all know that there are people who consider themselves as not dishonest people, but rather people who say white lies. But even white lies, they are lies. It is still dishonesty. So most social interactions are lubricated by minor inoffensive white lies. You know, such as saying no problem when slightly inconvenienced, or that sounds lovely to an invitation you plan to decline. So honesty insists that these are corrosive to the self and others. So the discussion considers that is the stress of constant brutal truth-telling worth the benefit, or does the small social friction caused by politeness actually serve as a necessary function in managing large groups of people? So we shouldn't tell white lies, colleagues. If you have been inconvenienced, and you know very well that you have been inconvenienced here whether by a partner, a friend, or a family member. You have no reason to tell that person that, ah, no, it's okay, it's not a problem, it's fine. No. You need to be honest with that person and tell them, no, look here, you have inconvenienced me, and this is not nice at all. Next time, please try to be considerate. Right? Or maybe somebody sends you an invitation to invite you to a baby shower or a birthday party, and you know very well that you are not going to attend. You will not be able to make it. And then you say, oh, this is a lovely invitation. Thank you for sending me this invitation. You know, when you know very well that you have no intentions of attending. Rather, you just need to say that I will not be able to make it at the end of the day. Because this politeness that is actually not honesty is unnecessary. Because at the end of the day, it is going to create friction. Believe me, it is going to create friction. Because the next time when you try to confront the person you told no problem, when they inconvenienced you, they are also going to ask you, but you said that wasn't a problem, you were okay with it. Why were you not honest enough with me to say you have inconvenienced me and that was not nice? So let's learn to avoid white lies and be honest when we find ourselves in social interactions so that we avoid frictions, right? So people instinctively judge and filter information to make a good first impression. So a radically honest person who immediately points out a flaw in a potential client's business plan or confesses every insecurity in a job interview might feel authentic, but they are likely to be dismissed, unfortunately. You know, it's not always... Yeah, I don't want to contradict myself here, but things like this happens. You know, you go in a job interview and you lay it all out there. You are as honest as you feel like you need to be or you have to be. And then that honesty at the end of the day, you know, makes you lose the job, makes you not to pass the job interview. But one thing I can tell you is that it is important to always, always, you know, be honest. As much as sometimes we need to trade off between personal integrity and social success, but we need to be honest at the end of the day. And another importance of why we need to be honest is that honesty, you know, is important in terms of self-deception as well as personal growth. The hardest truth is internal honesty. So the most difficult aspect of this lifestyle is being brutally honest about one's own motivations, one's flaws, as well as one's failures. Most people have highly developed mechanisms for rationalizing poor behavior. You know, they would rather blame others or avoid responsibility. But when you are an honest individual, it requires you destroying these psychological defenses. For example, instead of thinking I was late because of traffic, you know, the honest person might confront and say, I was late because I prioritized my personal leisure over the time I committed to being ready. So confronting self-deception is the engine of personal development. We will get to how you can be an honest person, right? So if you don't acknowledge the actual cause of a problem, for example, poor financial decisions, you can't fix it. So it is important that when it comes to personal growth, you also confront what leads you to, you know, this crippling, self-loathing, unproductive behavior that you have, right? So when it comes to personal growth, it is very important that you acknowledge the cause of a problem. Be honest with yourself, why do you have this problem? Why do you think you have this problem? The moment you acknowledge the problem, it will be easy for you to try and fix it or be able to fix it, as compared to when you are not being honest with yourself, you are blaming the next person or anything. You know very well that you are in a financial crisis because of your poor financial decisions. But instead of taking accountability and acknowledging that, okay, this is the issue, I am the issue, you start complaining or you start pointing the finger back home that, yeah, it's my mom and my dad who put me in a financial problem, because their problems are always on my case. Now I always have to send money at home, when we all know that actually it's poor financial decisions that place you in a financial state that is terrible. So 16 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Like I mentioned, that we will also look at how you can be honest as an individual. No one likes lies, right? This we can all, even the liars, even the people who tell lies, they do not like lies themselves. But unfortunately, being dishonest with others and ourselves is sometimes easier than telling the truth. So it doesn't need to be that way though. Learning to be honest and eliminating the need for lies can help to clean up your conscience and your relationships. So shifting your perspective slightly and orienting yourself to a policy of honesty can help you eliminate the need for lies and actually make it more attractive to tell the truth, right? So this is what we are going to now talk about after the musical break. How to be honest. So don't go away. We will continue shortly. Here is sounds of Quincy Jones, the late Quincy Jones. Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying the late Quincy Jones, as well as Tamia on this one that is titled "You Put a Move on My Heart."
Inside of me lets me know it's alright. Love's on my side. When the world seems a lonely place, I've got a dream that won't leave a trace of the blues. I just think of you.
now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds.
Past the hour of five, for Rihanna on this one titled The Diamonds. We continue with the conversation of leading an honest life, right? Yes, sorry, I had to cough. Luckily today there is no allergy reactions like last Sunday. Last Sunday was really a struggle, you know. If you've had one of those allergies where your eyes are itching and you are sneezing and your nose is itching as well, it is really not a nice thing at all. And that was me right here in studio last Sunday struggling with that. So now we will look at how to be honest before the musical break. Well, I mentioned the fact that no one likes lies, but unfortunately being dishonest with others and ourselves is sometimes easier than telling the truth. So now we will look at how to be honest with others, right? So you need to figure out why you lie and work on anticipating behaviors that make you feel guilty so you can avoid them. Stop comparing yourself to others and start becoming comfortable with yourself so you don't have to lie to feel worth it. So own up to any previous lies, accept the consequences, and then face them to begin a fresh start. So being honest with others, we are going to start off with being honest with others. How do you become honest with others? The first thing you need to do is you need to figure out why you lie and who you lie to. We have all lied at one time or another, to different people, to ourselves, and, you know, for different reasons. So you need to figure out why you lie and who you lie to, right? Lies to make ourselves look better might include exaggerations, embellishments, and flat out tall tales we tell to others and ourselves to make ourselves feel better about our inadequacies. So when you are unhappy about something, it's much easier to fill it with lies than tell the truth. And sometimes we lie to peers. We lie to peers who we think are better than us because we want them to respect us as we respect them. Unfortunately, being dishonest is disrespectful in the long run. So give people more credit for their ability to empathize and understand you on a deeper level. Sometimes we also, you know, lies that avoid embarrassment might include lies told to cover up bad behaviors, transgressions, or any activity we are not proud of. So if your mom found a pack of cigarettes in your jacket, you might lie and say that they are your friends to avoid punishment. And also sometimes we lie to authoritative figures to avoid embarrassment and punishment, including ourselves, when we have done something we feel guilty about. So lies are told to eliminate the guilt, avoid the punishment, and get back to the objectionable behavior we are forced to lie about. So it's a vicious cycle. So the second thing you need to do is anticipate behaviors that will make you feel guilty. To break the chain of embarrassment and lying, it's important to learn to anticipate things that you'll likely feel guilty about in the future and avoid those behaviors. So when you lie, you are covering up some uncomfortable truth that's more easily couched in a lie. You can either get comfortable with the truth or abandon the behavior that makes you embarrassed. So if you smoke cigarettes, you won't have to lie if everyone knows it's true. Own up to it. If a behavior is unownable, it's probably best to avoid it. It would be humiliating for your partner to find out that you had an inappropriate relationship with a coworker, but you won't have to lie if you don't do it. So the third thing you need to do when it comes to being honest with others is stop comparing yourself to others. Sometimes we lie to make ourselves seem bigger and better than we really are because we are constantly competing and comparing ourselves to others. Any inadequacies can be most easily overcome with a quick and creative lie. So if you stop feeling competitive with others and give yourself the value you deserve, you won't feel the need to lie to bring yourself up because you are already up. Forget what you think other people want to hear from you. Give other people the benefit of the doubt and assume that they are not running game on you or being manipulative. Speak from your heart and tell the truth without even the slightest bit of concern about whether or not it will make you look bad. People respect honesty even when the truth is uncomfortable. People respect honesty even when the truth is uncomfortable. So let your honesty impress people, not your exaggeration. Lots of dishonesty results from attempts to impress our peers with elaborate tales that will one up everyone else at the table. If you are unable to contribute to the round of anecdotes about, you know, European travel, Just listen quietly and wait until the subject changes, instead of making up a lie about your study abroad. Accept the consequences and decide to face them. Sometimes it's better to own up to lies, to deceits, and to prior behaviors that you are embarrassed about, rather than continue weaving an elaborate web of lies. It can be liberating and extremely healthy to come clean. So even if there will be some consequences at the end of the admission, it will be the honest consequences that you deserve. Do things that make you feel pride, right? You don't have to lie if you feel good about yourself. Surround yourself with caring, understanding people who will respect you for who you are. So do things that give you pleasure and that make you feel proud of yourself. Getting super drunk every night might make you feel good for a couple of hours, giving you pleasure, but the ice pick in your brain the next morning at work will have you feeling embarrassed and guilty when you can't make it into work. So take care of yourself mentally and physically. Don't do things you are embarrassed to do. Avoid situations in which you have to lie for others. Be wary when someone tells you something in confidence that you know that you should share with someone else. For example, knowledge of a crime, a lie or a harmful act against another. Hearing such information puts you in a difficult position, especially when the truth eventually emerges and reveals to the affected person that you knew all along. If someone begins a sentence with, "Don't tell so and so about this," okay? Be prepared to offer your own disclaimer. If it's something that I would want to know about where I am, then please don't tell me. I don't want to be responsible for anyone's secrets but my own. Distinguish between what the person you are conversing with needs to know and what you want to say. Sometimes we feel a burning edge to our guts to make ourselves be heard. Telling off a rude roommate, confronting your spouse or your partner, or arguing with a teacher can all seem like moments that require our complete and uncocked honesty. But pulling out the stopper can be a quick way to sour relationships and say things you don't actually mean. So to avoid oversharing, try to figure out the difference between things that you need to say because another person needs to hear it, and things that you want to say to make yourself feel better. Now, someone else needs to know if they are missing something that will cause them physical or emotional harm, or if they are doing something that's affecting other people in the same way. You know, your roommate might need to know that their excessive drinking is making you uncomfortable in your own space, but not that you think a new date is trashy. You might want to say something in a fit of anger or high emotion that upon reflection, you might be able to coach in a more friendly way. So in the middle of an argument about, a lackluster relationship, you may want to say you are gaining weight and now I'm not attracted to you. Right? And this might be important for your partner to hear in some ways, though not in others. However, I think we could be healthier. Put the same sentiment in the language of something your partner needs to know in a much more polite way. And now we move to being honest with yourself, right? You need to give yourself an objective appraisal. It's important to look in the proverbial mirror every now and then and take stock of how you feel. What do you like about yourself? What do you need to work on? It's possible to build up elaborate psychological barriers that force us into dishonest behaviors, opinions, and activities that could be avoided by giving ourselves an objective appraisal. So you could write down a list of your strengths and weaknesses in a notebook, not to take stock of your self-worth, but to find things to improve and celebrate your achievements. Identify your strength. What are you good at? What do you do better than most people you know? What do you contribute to your daily life? What are you proud of? In what ways are you better than you once were? So identify your weaknesses. What embarrasses you about yourself? What could you do better? Have you gotten worse at something specific over the years? You know, things like that. Confront the things about yourself that you dislike. A big source of dishonesty in our lives comes from an unwillingness to confront the things about ourselves that we are ashamed of, embarrassed about, or just plain disgusted by. Without dwelling on them, try to define them honestly. Maybe you always hope to have, published a book by the time you turn 30, or a goal that's no closer now than it was 5 years ago. Maybe you know you need to get in shape, but find it easier to keep up the same old routine. Maybe your relationship is stale and you are unhappy in it, but you can't bring yourself to make any considerable changes. So as much as you can, try to eliminate excuses from your mind. It doesn't matter why this particularly uncomfortable truth about you is so, because you can't go back into the past to change it. You can, however, change your behavior now and start making yourself happier, right? Create opportunities for yourself to improve. From your list of strengths and weaknesses, try to identify specific areas for improvement and specific ways that you might improve yourself. What was necessary for your strength to become strength? What did you do that you are especially proud of? And in what way could that truth inform your desire to improve some of your weaknesses? What threatens your ability to improve yourself? Are these threats external, like a lack of funds necessary to buy or to join a gym membership and lose a few kilos? Or is it internal, like a lack of desire to research some do-it-yourself weight loss options, right? Take action. When you decide to act, carry through with your decision. Lying to yourself is easy. It's easy to come up with a couple hundred reasons not to do something you don't want to do. For example, saving money. This one, we like to lie to ourselves. So you need to take action. When you decide to save money, please go through with your decision to save money. Don't come up with lies of lying to yourself to say, but you only live once, you know. The living always bury the dead. Whether you die with 0 cents in your pocket, they are going to bury you. They are going to donate and bury you. No, we need to stop with those lies. It's easy to come up with a couple hundred reasons not to do something you don't want to do. And that's like the honest truth. That's why we let it happen so often. So make it hard on yourself. When you decide to end a relationship or start working, start doing it. Make it happen now. Don't wait until you come up with a litany of reasons that it's not the right time when you make a decision. Set it in motion. Let's not create lies, colleagues. Make it easy on yourself to be successful in accomplishing your improvements. Set up a risk and reward exchange when you accomplish a daunting task. You know, you could, for example, buy yourself something that you have been wanting in a while, or treat yourself to a vacation, you know. Accomplish your tasks, with aid, and this aid can be digital aid. We live in a digital era now where you can even set up reminders on your phone or your smart device. That can actually help you, you know, to carry on with your tasks so that at the end of the day, you do accomplish your tasks. Don't add color to your stories. One all too tempting and common little lie is in filling in extra details to make a story more entertaining. Sugar. In my language, we say sugar. You like to add sugar into your stories. It's not good. It can be tempting to make it a bear that wandered into your campsite rather than a raccoon. But you might be setting a precedent that opens up reasons and opportunities for more lies. So let the truth be the truth and be as honest as possible. Stay silent if you need to. If you are in a tense situation in which getting honest would disrupt everyone's mood and happiness, it's not necessarily dishonest to remain silent. If you've got the option of staying out of it, stay out of it, to be honest. It takes courage to stay silent in an awkward situation sometimes. So choose the high road. In a disagreement, more opinions don't make the issue easier to untangle necessarily. So you don't have to tell a white lie to get an argument to an end, nor do you need to continue dropping truth bombs. Stay out of petty disagreements entirely rather than reigniting the flame. So this is what you can do at the end of the day when it comes to avoiding unnecessary lies, right? No, I mean being honest with yourself. being honest with yourself as well as avoiding unnecessary lies. So when it comes to avoiding unnecessary lies, you can also opt to be silent. Other people become dishonest people in their lives because they don't know how to avoid unnecessary lies. They find themselves in a situation, instead of just keeping quiet, they want to go on and on and on. And then they find themselves in unnecessary lies. And when it comes to being honest with yourself, you must always, always be honest with yourself and not tell lies to yourself. So when you put a plan in motion, right? When you decide that this is the plan now, you need to make sure that you carry through with your decision of that plan. Do not come up with lies. I gave an example of saving money. You save this month, you save next month, and then the third month you tell yourself, why am I saving? What if I die today? People are gonna bury me with my money. And then you eat the money. And then something comes up that requires urgent funds and you don't have the urgent funds. So always, always be honest with yourself. It's very important that when you set a plan in motion, you need to make sure that you carry through with the plan and you don't tell yourself lies so you can now move away from the plan. No. It is now 6:15 of six. Yes, the conversation for today is leading an honest life, you know, living an honest life. So starting today after this program, I want all of us to practice honesty, no matter how difficult it is, right? We need to start practicing honesty. A lot of relationships have really, you know, ended because honesty was not there. There was no truthfulness. There was no straightforwardness. People just didn't want to be honest with each other. People opted to lie. People opted not to be open with, you know, those around them. And then this led to now relationships coming to an end, ending. So we need to get a place where as adults, whether we are adults or we consider ourselves as youngsters, we need to start living a life of honesty. There is no need for you to lie, whether it's your boss, whether it's your partner, family members, friends, acquaintances. There is honestly no need to lie. This is even what I usually ask people who lie. Why are you lying? Is it because you think I'm going to beat you or what? Are you lying because you are fearful of the fact that Abigail is going to beat me or what? We need to stop that. We have lost people, very good people in our lives because of dishonesty. I am one person, honestly speaking, who does not appreciate dishonesty. I will give you chances. I do not cut off people just like that. I will give you chances depending on your character and the type of lies that you keep throwing in my direction. And then if I get to a point where I'm like, I am done with you, I'm done with you, because there is no point of being dishonest. And dishonest people are very dangerous people. I don't know if you know that. Somebody who is dishonest with you about anything can actually put you in a very dangerous place or space. Right? So let's practice honesty and we will see how our relationships are going to thrive. Whether these relationships are romantic, whether these relationships are platonic, whether these relationships are family relationships, we will see how they are going to thrive at the end of the day. So this is what I want you guys to start off the week with, practicing honesty in your daily lives, at work, in your social interactions, you know, anyway. Just be honest. Do not tell lies, even white lies. If somebody offended you and they are asking you, did I offend you? Be honest enough to tell them, yes, actually, you have offended me. Instead of saying, ah, no, it's not a problem. I'm okay. No. And if you don't want to participate in something that you have been invited or involved in, be honest enough to say, I do not want to participate in this because of A, B, and C. Or sometimes you don't even have to give reasons why you can't partake in anything. If you don't want to, you just don't want to. Or if you don't have time, you don't have time. The message is that you do not want to participate in that particular thing you have been invited in. And you just have to be honest about it and share it with whoever is inviting you or with whoever is involving you to actually say, I will not be able to make it, unfortunately. We are people. The truth hurts. That's one thing I can assure you. Honesty hurts, to be honest. It hurts, you know. But we actually accept honesty at some point. You might not accept it in that moment when you are being told the truth, but eventually you will appreciate the truth. Because now you will start imagining how genuine that person is, how caring that person is, and so on and so forth. Because I believe that lies, to be honest, it's just somebody showing you that they don't care about you and they are being inconsiderate about you. And this is why they are telling lies. So let's practice honesty moving forward. Asseblief, toch, ne? Yes, let's practice honesty moving forward. Let's not find ourselves in white lies. Mm-mm, not good at all. Now we will go for a musical break. Sounds of Beyonce Dance for You. And on the other side, I will come say my goodbyes to you, leaving you in the hands of Eagle Spot Zone with Hende.
I just wanna show you how much I appreciate you. Yes. Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you. Yes. Wanna show you how much I will forever be true. Yes. Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good. Yes. Wanna show you how much you understood. Yes. Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart. Wanna show you how much I hate being apart. Show you, tell you through with me.
I wanna keep it how it is,
so you can never say how it used to be.
Loving you, it's really all it's
day and night. I wanna make that body rock. Sit back and
tonight
watch.
Tonight I'm gonna dance with you. Oh, oh, oh. Tonight I'm gonna dance with you. Oh, oh, oh. Tonight I'm gonna put my body on your body.
Boy, I like it when you watch me. Tonight it's going down. I'll be rocking on my bed. Watch you rocking on my bed. Be your number one.
Good morning.
other chicks are superficial.
But I know you know I'm the one.
That's why I'm all into you.
Cause I can recognize that you know that.
That's why I'm backing this thing back.
Pop, popping this thing back.
Drop, 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 dropping this thing back.
This is for the time. You gave me flowers. For the world that is ours. For the moolah. For the power of love. Thank you enough.
A woman in the street and a freak and a you know what.
Sit back, it's the pregame show.
Daddy, you know what's up.
Beyonce Dance For You, bringing us to 4 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And of course, this is the time where I say my lovely goodbyes to you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Do continue listening to the next programs. The next program coming through is Eagle Spot Zone, that is with Hende, from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8. Let's start off the week with practicing honesty as well as truthfulness, colleagues. And we will see the fruits of doing that. Believe me, we will see the fruits of us practicing or leading a life of honesty. I'm sure if you have noticed that maybe you can't hold relationships, friendships, it could be because you are dishonest. Yes. That could be the reason, you know. So, I see somebody's calling. Hello.
Oh, but, Abigail.
So, soccer is keeping you so busy, ne?
Now you are saying 4 minutes to say bye-bye, Rakote.
Yes.
I am not canceled for the close, for the following day.
Ah. Me, I'm done.
Oh my God.
Me, I'm done here. Which teams are you watching?
I'm at 1-0.
Is it?
My sister city. So just send an SMS to that John Walenga and say, congratulations. I kick you.
So he's Man City.
Oh, you don't know the good things.
I don't know my boss team.
Good things always follow good things.
Is it? I didn't know he's Man City.
Oh my God. So wow. Man City players, you don't know their character. The characteristic. They are all discreet. Good young men.
Not all of them. Not all of them, Uncle Buana.
No, not all of them, but the spirit of the team spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the way that everybody is contributing. You don't necessarily depend on one person. So it's a teamwork.
Yeah.
That's the spirit they have, and I think you people, you can attest to that.
Yeah.
But anyway, pitch ourselves.
Yeah.
So, please, all the best. I think if I reflect on the past program, the crossover, I think I was able to get some points.
Today we were talking about honesty. Are you an honest man?
Yeah. Those are cardinal values. Honesty, transparency, and things like that. Even though sometimes it's not that you are not honest, maybe ignorantly and things like that, but we need to maintain that important value. Being honesty, being transparency, being faithful and things like that. Mm. But it's a value that we can still speak about. I think those are some of my attributes.
No, thank you so much.
Please have a lovely day ahead.
Have a lovely week ahead of you as well. Yeah,
week ahead. Yes. Thank you very much, Mommy. God bless.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Soccer is keeping people busy, but it is what it is. The crossover has come to an end. Until next Sunday, same time, same place. From me, Abigail, it is adios. So next Sunday, it will be the 2nd of November, 2025. Leaving you with the sounds of Sam Smith, To Die For.
It is if everyone dies alone.
Does that scare you?
I don't want to be alone.
On a Sunday, couples holding hands on the runway. They're all posing in the picture frame. My smile's crashing down. Solo shadow on the sidewalk. Just want somebody to die for. Sunshine living on a perfect day. While my heart's crashing down, I just want somebody.
Does that scare you?
just want somebody to die for. I just want somebody to die for.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.